There's no rest for the wicked, which is why Wicked has been running continuously on Broadway for the past 2 decades. Also, the Vancouver Canucks are back in action Wednesday after a 2-0 win over the Boston Bruins on Tuesday. Wednesday's opponent will be the Pittsburgh Penguins, who have crashed to the bottom of the Eastern Conference standings this season with a 7-1-2-4 record and a league-worst -34 goal differential. The Penguins are clearly in rebuild mode, as they've been acquiring young prospects, have already traded a veteran in Lars Eller for draft picks, and are rumored to be shopping other players, such as Marcus Peterson. The Canucks have expressed interest in Peterson in the past, part of their quest to acquire every Peterson in hockey. The Canucks have already beaten the Penguins once this season, one of their 3 wins at home this season. The Penguins have lost 6 of their last 7 games, with their latest a 6-1 drubbing at the hands of the as-yet-unnamed Utah hockey team. So, in theory, this should be an easy win for the Canucks. In theory. But the Canucks are playing on the second half of back-to-back nights, while the Penguins have had 3 days of rest. While the Penguins' front office is looking to rebuild, the players on the ice still have plenty of pride and won't go quietly. Also, the Penguins still have Sidney Crosby and Yevgeny Malkin, who remain pretty good players. In other words, this game against the Penguins has the feeling of a trap game. A game against an opponent that you take too lightly and, as a result, suffer a surprising loss. That raises the question, if you know going into a game that it could be a trap game, is it still a trap game? If you know that you might take your opponent too lightly, does it prevent you from taking that opponent too lightly? Or, if you think you've accounted for taking an opponent too lightly and convinced yourself that you won't take them too lightly, do you get too confident that you've accounted for the possibility of a trap game and relax, thereby reactivating the trap game? I think I need to lie down. Vancouver Canucks projected lines. With no morning skate on Wednesday morning and no media availability with head coach Rick Tocchet until the afternoon, it's unknown whether the Canucks will make any changes to the lineup that beat the Bruins on Tuesday. Tocchet did suggest that Max Sasson might draw back into the lineup against the Penguins, and it seems likely that he'll switch up his goaltender with games on back-to-back nights, but you have to wonder if getting outshot 32-15 by the Bruins will have Tocchet making more changes to his lineup. Here are the Canucks' projected lines, subject to change once more information is known. These lines will be updated prior to puck drop. The top line of Jake DeBrusk, Elias Peterson, and Kiefer Sherwood didn't hold the territorial advantage against the Bruins like they did in their previous games, but they were still the only line that seemed to create anything offensively in the third period when the Bruins were pressing hard for the equalizer. It seems likely that Tocchet will keep them together. The bigger question is on defense. Erik Brännström came up with some big blocks against the Bruins but seemed to struggle in the tougher matchups of a second-pairing defenseman and saw his ice time slashed in the second and third periods. It's entirely likely that he'll be back on the third pairing against the Penguins. We'll see. The Canucks' starting goaltender will likely be Artturs Silovs after Kevin Lankinen shut out the Bruins on Tuesday. Silovs has had a couple of better starts after struggling early in the season but still has an ugly .857 save percentage. Pittsburgh Penguins projected lines. The Penguins had an optional morning skate on Wednesday, so there could be some changes to their lines, but we still know how they skated at practice on Tuesday. With that in mind, here are the Penguins projected lines, courtesy of Seth Rorabaugh of the Tribune Review. Rickard Rakell, Sidney Crosby, Brian Rust, Anthony Beauvillier, Yevgeny Malkin, Philip Tomasino, Michael Bunting, Drew O'Connor, Blake Lizotte, Matt Nieto, Kevin Hayes, Noel Achari, Pickering, Chris Letang, Marcus Peterson, Erik Karlsson, Ryan Shea, Jack Streit-Ivany, Tristan Jarry, Alex Nedeljkovic. According to Jason Mackey of the Post-Gazette, Blake Lizotte will be a game-time decision, which means one of Jesse Puljujarvi or Valtteri Puustinen could draw into the lineup in his place. Lizotte has missed 5 games with a concussion since taking a puck to the face against the Detroit Red Wings on November 13. The Penguins' starting goaltender will be Tristan Jarry, who has an .869 save percentage and a 4.41 save percentage this season.